This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United Nations highest court is ordering Israel to clear the way for more aid to get into Gaza. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The top court of the United Nations has issued two provisional measures against Israel in the genocide case brought by South Africa. It's ordering Israeli officials to open more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and supplies into Gaza and to report back in a month. The European Union's also urging Israel to lift the roadblocks. Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister Micheál Martin says the food is there, it's just not getting in.
It is criminal. It's absolutely a scandal that children are malnourished, that half the population are facing famine.
Aid groups say complicated inspection procedures and continued fighting are delaying aid convoys. I'm Jackie Quinn.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that claims by Russian officials of the West's involvement in the Moscow shooting on March 22nd is nonsense.
In fact, the United States tried to help prevent this terrorist attack, and the Kremlin knows this. In advance of the March 22nd attack, the United States government provided clear, detailed information to Russian authorities regarding the terrorist threat against large gatherings and concerts in Moscow.
The U.S. government said it told Russia in early March about an imminent attack under the, quote, duty to warn rule that obliges U.S. intelligence officials to share such information, even with Washington's adversaries. It was unclear how detailed and specific the tip was. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow also issued a public notice March 7th, advising Americans to avoid crowded places in the capital over the next 48 hours in view of imminent plans by extremists to target large gatherings, including concerts. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian veto means a panel of experts loses their mandate to monitor the enforcement of nuclear sanctions against North Korea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The sanctions themselves will stay in place, but the Russian veto means the panel's mandate will end next month.
Russia's been violating these sanctions, of course, for some time.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Moscow's imported weapons from North Korea for use in Ukraine, and Western allies say Russia's veto was a bid to shield that.
Today's vote will only embolden the DPRK to act with further impunity.
Deputy U.S. UN Ambassador Robert Wood says Russia's looking to silence independent investigations of North Korean activities. Moscow's ambassador says the West is trying to strangle Pyongyang, and the sanctions are becoming both irrelevant and detached from reality. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Venezuelans are increasingly stuck in Mexico, explaining a drop in illegal crossings into the U.S. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Venezuelan migrants attempting to enter the U.S. are finding the hardest part of their route is in Mexico. There are eight countries between Venezuela and the U.S. Many Venezuelans heading there have to endure a treacherous journey, including walking through jungles for days in Colombia and Panama. But they almost always say the hardest part of the journey is dealing with authorities in Mexico. Mexico's crackdown on immigration in recent months, at the urging of the Biden administration, has hit Venezuelans especially hard. The development highlights how much the U.S. depends on Mexico to control migration, which has reached unprecedented levels and is a top issue for voters as President Joe Biden seeks re-election. I'm Karen Shamas.
The UN Human Rights Office said on Thursday gang violence in Haiti has killed over 1,500 people so far this year, including many children, while dozens have been lynched, stoned, and burned alive by so-called self-defense brigades. Here's United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk.
Corruption, impunity, and poor governance, compounded by increasing levels of gang violence, have eroded the rule of law and brought state institutions close to collapse. Tackling insecurity must be a top priority to protect the population and to prevent further human suffering.
Haiti's shattering gang wars have intensified in recent weeks, with heavily armed rivals unleashing fresh waves of attacks, including raids on police stations and the international airport. Authorities say a bus carrying worshippers headed to an Easter festival plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames in South Africa, killing at least 45 people. The only survivor of Thursday's crash was an 8-year-old child who was receiving medical attention, according to authorities in the northern province of Limpopo. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.